really don't mind if you sit this one out.
Good evening.
My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout.
And welcome to Colorado Free Radio's Talk.
I may make you feel, but I can't make you think.
We're going to be talking about a lot of things tonight. It's been a while. I hope everyone's had a good Christmas and a better New Year. We've lost a few great ones, and I'll be talking about that. And we'll be talking about some of the things that are happening in our world right now as we speak. So stick around.
To be thick as a brick.
Well, I hope everyone's been doing well. I'm sorry, it's been quite a while since I've been on the pod, and here I am, ready to go. I'm your host, Frida People, here at Colorado Free Radio Talk. A lot of really crazy things are going on these days. I'm not sure what to think about any of it. To start off, I just want to make a comment about China and the goods that we buy from them. You know, I have kids, and I don't know if I like the idea of my kids playing with tainted toys, much less my animals eating tainted food. Maybe I'm the only one who sees it, but I get the impression that China's trying to do a little bit of dirty dealing with us. I'm not sure if I like it. I'm not opposed to international trade. But I am opposed to globalization. I don't care for globalization. I think it's a terrible idea. My perspective on the whole thing is Americans should stop buying so much stuff from China. In fact, they should just stop buying from China altogether for the time being anyway, and send a message to China saying, we're not going to take it. Clean up your act. Quit trying to kill us. And then maybe we might consider doing some business with you. You know, I walked through Walmart one day, and I looked at everything on the shelf. I picked up every item I picked up, and it said, Made in China. And I'm telling you, I was trying to buy Christmas presents for my kids, and every time I picked up a toy, I looked at it, and it said, Made in China. So I was very careful. I finally found some Made in USA things and bought those instead. I am here to advocate the fact that we as Americans, and with all due respect to those of you in the rest of the world, we as Americans should stop buying Chinese goods. Bring the jobs home, manufacture our own goods, stop depending on everyone else to make things for us, and then perhaps maybe then our economy will get better and people won't be losing their houses. And then it won't matter if gasoline is $5 a gallon as long as we're making the money to pay for it. It seems kind of crazy to me to be paying outrageous amounts of money for stuff made in China when we could be doing it here. It's just crazy. Anyway, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope that you all had a good Christmas, and I hope that you have a better New Year. And I'm going to play a Christmas song for you here. I know it's over, but this is kind of a funny one. I got a couple of Christmas songs for you all mixed in here. This is by Lord Weatherby. It's called Santa Claus Is Freaking Me Out.
Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Until I get some answers, I refuse to go to bed. Like, how can a fat man fit down my chimney, carrying all those presents for you and for me? Ever wonder how he lands his sleigh on your roof? Don't you think you'd wake up to the sound of all those hooves? Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning around my head. Since he lives at the North Pole, I'm asking you instead. Tell me how he does it all in just one night. 9 reindeer and just when sleigh does not sound right. Maybe Santa travels in a UFO, fast as light and painted white to blend in with the snow. Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a Christmas wish list he's never even seen, but somehow half the stuff ends up beneath my Christmas tree. It's all so overwhelming for my milk and cookie brain. If only you could understand my grief and all my pain. So save me please from Santa's snare before I go insane. Oh, ho, oh, oh. Ho. Santa Claus is freaking me out. 9,000 people living in my neighborhood alone. That's not including cats and dogs who at least get a bone. Don't tell me not to cry and not to pout. Santa Claus is freaking me out. I have a million questions spinning round my head until I get some answers. I refuse to go to bed.
Now that's got to be the weirdest Christmas song I've ever heard in my whole life. That's Lord Weatherby with Santa Claus is Freaking Me Out. Okay, I'm going to play the devil's advocate and turn the page here. Now I was talking about China, now I'm going to talk about Mexico, and I'm going to talk about so-called illegal aliens. People who have been coming across the border since I was a kid to do work in America that most Americans wouldn't bother to do if that was the last thing in the world they could do. Now, I know there's been a lot of talk, especially now with the presidential campaign, going on, and you know, I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. I don't care if everyone gets offended, because I think it's racist. I think it's crazy. There's a really horrible story I read the other day right here. Let me read this to you. Cincinnati. He doesn't speak Spanish and has no idea what America should do about illegal immigration. But Reverend Larry Krebs knows he's now on a list somewhere of people willing to help illegal immigrants in a time of crisis. It started out small enough. Months ago, a member of Krebs' suburban Ohio congregation was looking in for a place where local Hispanics could meet, and Krebs offered some space at John Wesley United Methodist Church. A Sunday school lesson on immigration followed in August. Days later, with just a phone call for warning, dozens of desperate immigrants fleeing a massive raid on a nearby poultry plant turned up on the church's doorstep. I don't know about you, but I don't know too many Americans who would pluck chickens for a living. That's just my aside there. Seeking sanctuary. Krebs let them in, and members of his overwhelmingly white congregation sprang into action. Some brought food, some set up space in the gym and a choir room for the immigrants to sleep. Someone slipped me $100 to buy stuff, Krebs recalled, as he stood in the now quiet church kitchen where the meals were prepared. It was a tense night as scared families and Krebs himself worried police or federal agents might come knocking. I wasn't clear legally whether authorities could come into a place of worship, he said, but we saw it as what would Jesus do? In the simplest way, that you help first and you ask questions later. But helping illegal immigrants has become an unpopular business in America. On the presidential campaign trail, Republicans and Democrats, candidates alike, have backed down from any previous support for illegal immigrants, and ordinary Americans are treading just as carefully in the face of a growing backlash against the 12 million people here illegally. One-third of Americans want to deprive illegal immigrants of social services, including schooling and emergency health care, a Los Angeles Times Bloomberg poll showed this month. Now I'm going to stop there. The story goes on, and it talks about the congregation being divided over this whole event. And, okay, you know, you get the picture. But here I'm going to stop and I'm going to draw a parallel. I remember a story. The story was about a young woman hiding in an attic, in an attic with her family, being taken care of and held there by another family who was obviously terrified that they would get caught taking care of this family and hiding them. In fact, there were many families at that time hiding people because they were unacceptable people. And those people, hiding those people, the unacceptables, were in danger of being ostracized and imprisoned themselves. Those people and that young lady was Anne Frank. Those people were Jews. They too, in some cases, were immigrants. Perhaps illegal, perhaps not. But that's not the point. The point is that regardless of what anybody wants to say, there is a horrible parallel between what I read just now about people being afraid to help those in need simply because there is a law, simply because they don't know if the federal government or the local law enforcement would come down upon them for assisting these individuals, simply because they were plucking chickens illegally in our country. Now, the point I want to make here is, yes, okay, it's a burden. There is a burden involved because that burden comes down in the form of medical assistance, of schooling, you name it. Okay. But let's look at the whole big picture. Right now, we're looking at globalization in our country, in the world. We are paying the Chinese to kill our kids, to kill our animals. Now, we're paying the Mexicans who are here illegally to pluck our chickens, to pick our tomatoes. And those same Mexicans, in return, regardless of how much money they send back to their families in Mexico, they spend money here. They spend that money here for their food, for the gas that they may need for their car, for the groceries, for the blah, blah, blah. They buy their Christmas presents here. They spend the money they earned in this country back into our country. Now, any idiot who doesn't understand that fact needs to get their head out of their you-know-what, out of their you-know-what, and pay attention to the fact that if you think we have a problem with illegal aliens and that's the issue, you are so blind you're blinded by the BS that our so-called leaders have been shoving down our throats about this issue. It's racist, it's stupid, and it's moronic. I am offended by the entire issue of illegal aliens. Now, with that said, I'm going to play a song. Here's a song by Paul Hepp. It's called "On the Decider."
And on Friday, I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Corporation profits, bloody oil money, I'm above the law and I'll decide it's right or wrong. I am the egghead, I'm the commander, I'm the decider, cuckoo ca-choo, Baghdad City, policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies, see mothers cry. I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying, I'm lying.
imaginary WMDs.
They classify in facts, exposing secret agents, tax cuts for the wealthy, leaving all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider.
Now listen to all voices. He writes the final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. I have strong confidence in Don Rumsfeld. I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know the speculation. But I'm the decider, and I decide what is best. What's best is for Don Rumsfeld.
Yeah, he's the decider, all right. I've decided I can't stand the guy. Anyway, I know I got a little strong there before that song, and I couldn't help it. It's just one of those things. That issue just really burns me up. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play one more Christmas song for you folks. You know, I've been noticing, I've been watching, the economy is not doing real well. They were constantly talking about, worried about people not spending as much money. And I mean, the bottom line is we don't have the money. Everybody here in America thinks it's okay, but it's just not okay. I mean, we're having a hard time here, folks. I know we are. You know, we just built a house, and it's not easy. People are losing their houses. People are having to pay ridiculous amounts of money for gasoline. I realize it's a lot more expensive in other parts of the world, but, you know, I mean, $3.15 for a gallon of gas is ridiculous. I remember when it was 16 cents a gallon. And, you know, I have to admit, I inherited some Exxon stock when my mom passed away. My grandfather was an Exxon employee, and he hated the company, but he worked for them for 48 years and told me some incredible stories about how horrible the corporation was in the early days during the war. The Great War, not all the other wars. But I sold it. I got rid of it. I said, I don't want anything to do with it. I finally got rid of it. And when I got it, it was at 46. When I sold it, it was at 62. It's right now, or when I last looked, because I tried to tell my sister to sell hers, it was at 92. I mean, come on. You gotta be kidding me. You know those people are raking it in. But anyway, here's a song about Christmas and the realities of Christmas in terms of financial woes. It's a pretty funny song. It's a good song. It's by a guy named Nice Peter. Here you go.
Christmas. I cooked you some noodles. Merry Christmas. You can have everybody's gonna try and tell you I'm cheap, but they don't know me like you do. I only work 3 days a week, but that's just more time than I can spend with you. Take it to the motherfucking bridge. Your neck warm. Christmas, I wrapped up a hug, found a box for my love. Come on, let's deck the halls. I tied a ribbon around my bones. I wrapped up a hug, found a box for my love, 'cause it's all I got for you.
Merry Christmas by, it's called All I Got, the Christmas song by Nice Peter. You can find Nice Peter and a lot of the music you're hearing tonight at PodSafe Music. I'd like to take this moment to thank the creator of Pod Producer for creating some really great free software. If you want to do some podcasting, I highly recommend Pod Producer, created by Alfredo Romo. You can get it at www.podproducer.net. It's a great little piece of software. Okay, well, you're listening to Colorado Free Radio, broadcasting from Durango, Colorado. If you want to become a part of our programming, just go to coloradofreeradio.com, search the music files, and make your request. That's all there is to it. We hope to see you there, and thanks for listening. I'd like to thank the site Podomatic.com, where we house our little pods and... stop by Podomatic.com. You can find a whole lot of great podcasts there, a lot of good people, and it's a great community. Check it out, Podomatic.com.
Whether you voted for me or not, I was not elected to serve the American citizens.
Well, as it always is, there are some news you're going to hear, and there's some news you're not going to hear unless you peruse the internet. One of the things I learned today is there was a musician. I didn't get his name. I actually should have looked up that site and read it to you, but I'm just going to recite what I remember to you. An Italian composer, mathematician, computer technician, discovered in Da Vinci's Last Supper an actual piece of music by taking some of the most important parts of the painting, the hands of the apostles and Christ, and the bread on the table. He was able to create notes on the staves, you know, the five lines and four spaces, and these notes literally produced a piece of music. I mean, we're looking at definitely what appears to be a true-to-life Da Vinci Code, but the code is not hidden in some letters or words. It's actually a piece of music, ladies and gentlemen. So get on the internet and check this out. It's the real Da Vinci Code, or the music Da Vinci Code in Da Vinci's Last Supper. Check it out. It's pretty amazing. Now, here's something I want to go ahead and do. Every year it seems like we lose a lot of great people that have done a lot of incredible things. But this year we've lost two people very recently in the last month. Two people that have been lauded for their art, for their music, and for their efforts in life. One of them is Dan Fogelberg. Dan Fogelberg was an incredible musician, great songwriter. A lot of people are not aware of him, the younger people. I mentioned him to somebody, you know, a 20-something I know, and they said, who? I said, Dan Fogelberg. And she goes, oh, I don't know who he is. So Dan Fogelberg, he passed away. He passed away December 16th. And here's a little something about Dan Fogelberg, if you're not aware of him. After graduating from Woodruff High School in 1969, he studied theater, arts, and painting at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign and began performing as a solo acoustic player in area coffee houses. There, he was discovered in 1971 by Irving Azoff. Fogelberg and Azoff, who started his music management career promoting another Champaign-Urbana act, REO Speedwagon, moved to California to seek their fortunes. Fogelberg became a session musician who played with pop folk artists like Van Morrison in 1972. He released his debut album, Home Free, to lukewarm response. His second effort was much more successful, the 1974 Joe Walsh-produced album, Souvenirs. And its hit song, Part of the Plan, made him a major star. Following Souvenirs, Fogelberg released a string of gold and platinum albums, including Captured Angel in 1975 and Netherlands in 1977, and found commercial success with songs like The Power of Gold. His 1978 Twin Sons of Different Mothers was the first of two collaborations with jazz flautist, Tim Weisberg. 1979's Phoenix reached the top 10 with Longer, becoming a number 2 hit, and Wedding Standard in Winter 1988. This was followed by his top 20 hit Heart Hotels. The Innocent Age, released in October 81, was Fogelberg's critical and commercial peak. The double album song cycle included three of his biggest hits, Leader of the Band, Hard to Say, and Same Old Lang Syne. Based on a real-life accidental meeting with a former girlfriend, Jill Anderson, in 1984, he rocked again with Windows and Walls. Fogelberg released High Country Snows in 85, recorded in Nashville. It showcased his and some of the industry's best talent in the bluegrass genre. Vince Gill, Ricky Skaggs, Doc Watson, Jerry Douglas, David Grisman, and Chris Hillman, along with Herb Peterson, were among those who contributed to the record. In a world defined by life in the fast lane, Fogelberg described the music as life in the off-ramp. 1987 heralded a return to rock with Exiles, while 1990's The Wild Places was a tribute to Earth Preservation in 1991. He released the live album Greetings from the West. River of Souls, released in 1993, was Fogelberg's last studio album for Sony Records. In 97, Portrait encompassed his career and four discs. Each highlighted a different facet of his music, ballads, rock and roll, tales, and travels, which displayed his talents as a narrative songwriter and hits. In 1999, he fulfilled a career-long dream of creating a Christmas album called First Christmas Morning, and in 2003, Full Circle showcased a return to the folk-influenced 1970s soft rock style of music for which he and other singer-songwriters from his era had gained popular recognition. In May of 2004, Fogelberg was diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. He underwent hormonal therapy and achieved a partial remission, which did not eliminate his cancer, but reduced it and stopped its spread. On August 13, 2005, his 54th birthday, Fogelberg announced the success of his cancer treatments, and he thanked fans for their support. He said that he had no immediate plans to return to making music, but was keeping his options open and enjoying spending time with his wife, musician Jean Fogelberg. Now from Fogelberg's site. Sunday, December 16th. Dear friends, Dan left us this morning at 6 a.m. He fought a brave battle with cancer and died peacefully at home in Maine with his wife, Jean, at his side. His strength, dignity, and grace in the face of the dawning challenges of this disease were an inspiration to all who knew him. Good wishes and prayers. And a personal letter from Dan Fogelberg. I cannot adequately express my gratitude to all of the thousands of wonderful people who have sent such incredibly moving and supportive emails via the Living Legacy website. It is truly overwhelming and humbling to realize how many lives my music has touched so deeply all those years. Each one of you who have taken the time and effort to reach out to Gene and I have helped immeasurably to uplift our spirits and keep us looking strongly and forward during some very rough moments. I thank you from the very depths of my heart. I currently have no plans to return to the concert stage or the recording studio in the foreseeable future, but who knows? At least for now, I prefer to keep my options open. Again, my deepest thanks and love to all. Now for the sermon. I cannot encourage you strongly enough to get a DRE, digital rectal exam, and a PSA, prostate-specific antigen, test every year. The medical community suggests this for men over 50, but men with a family history of prostate cancer should start getting tested at age 40. The PSA test is a simple blood test. It only takes a minute or two. The DRE, okay, every man squirms at the thought of this exam, but hey, it takes only a minute or two, and it could save your life. Prostate cancer can be very slow-growing or very aggressive, but detected early, while it is still confined to the prostate gland, it can usually be treated and cured successfully. Once it spreads beyond the prostate, it is called advanced prostate cancer. At this point, it becomes imminently more life-threatening and harder to treat. Do yourself and your loved ones a huge favor and get checked regularly. I promise you, you don't want to go through what I'm going through if you can avoid it. Education and awareness are key. I urge you to follow the link below to the Prostate Cancer Foundation website and read up on how best to protect yourself and reduce your likelihood of contracting this terrible disease. You can find that at www.danfogelberg.com/news.html. And with that, I'm going to play a song by Dan Fogelberg, one of my favorites, from River of Souls.
Start here with
A Voice for Peace by Dan Fogelberg from River of Souls. God bless you, Dan Fogelberg, for all you've given us throughout your life. If there is such a thing as a heavenly choir, it's almost certain that you're a part of it. Now I'd like to call attention to the passing of another great artist, Floyd Red Crow Westerman. For those of you who don't know who Floyd Westerman is, I'm going to let you know right now. Floyd Westerman. Westerman was born on the Lake Traverse Reservation, home of the Sisseton Wahpeton Oyata Dakota Sioux, in the U.S. state of South Dakota. At the age of 10, Westerman was sent to the Wahpeton boarding school, where he first met Dennis Banks of the American Indian Movement. Westerman's film and television appearances include the role of Shaman for Jim Morrison in Oliver Stone's The Doors. And to move over to a different site, Floyd Red Crow Westerman, Sisseton Wahpeton Dakota musician, actor, and activist, passed away at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on December 13th of 2007. Westerman, who began his career as a country singer, appeared in over 50 films and television productions, including Dances with Wolves, Hidalgo, The Doors, and Poltergeist, and Northern Exposure. He appeared in 12 episodes of the 1990s TV series Walker, Texas Ranger as Uncle Ray Firewalker and as Hosteen Nez in several episodes of The X-Files. As a young man, he was educated at the Wahpeton and Flandreau boarding schools, where he became a close companion and lifelong friend of Dennis Banks. He left his home on the Lake Traverse Reservation in South Dakota with a suitcase and an old guitar in hand. He rambled across the country playing country music and original tunes in bars and clubs, living for some time in Denver. In 1969, his first album, Custard Died for Your Sins, became the background theme of the emerging Red Power movement. Before that, as a member of American Indian Movement and a spokesman for the International Indian Treaty Council, Westerman traveled the world extensively, working for the betterment of Native people. His vision of improved social conditions for indigenous people around the globe is reflected in the music of his second album, The Land Is Your Mother, 1982. In 2006, he won a NAMI, a Native American Music Award, for his third album, A Tribute to Johnny Cash. During his career, he played and collaborated with a number of notable musicians, including Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, Buffy St. Marie, Jackson Browne, Harry Belafonte, and Sting. Before his musical accomplishments, Westerman had earned a degree in secondary education from Northern State University in South Dakota. Westerman also worked throughout his life to empower Indian youth. "They are our future," he said in a November interview. "Today we are fighting a great battle against the popular culture that surrounds them. It's a battle for their hearts and minds. We need to work to inspire them to embrace their own history and culture. Without them, we Indians have no future." Floyd Red Crow Westerman, born 1935, passed away this year. And here I'm going to play a song by Floyd Red Crow Westerman called They Didn't Listen, from Custard Died for Your Sins.
And I told them not to dig for coal, or if they did, the eagle would die. They didn't listen. They didn't listen. They didn't listen to me. And I told them if the eagle died, there would be no keeper of the land. They didn't listen. They didn't listen. They didn't listen to me. And if there was no keeper of the land, machine would come and destroy the sky. They did.
listen, they didn't listen to me. And I told them if they destroyed the land, man would have to move into the sea. They didn't listen, they didn't listen, they didn't listen to me. And I told them if they destroyed the sea, they didn't listen, 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 they didn't listen.
That song was written in 1969 and recorded in 1969, and they're still not listening. Thanks for everything, Floyd. Have a good one. Now, I know it's coming up New Year, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy New Year, as best as it can be happy for you. If you're having a hard time, don't let it get to you. There's people out there that are having a much harder time than you think. And I, for one, wish the best for everyone in the world, not just in our country in the United States, but everyone in the world. The best to all of you, that someday we all can be equal to each other, not just equal in our own minds, but literally equal and happy to be a part of this world together. Now, I'm not talking about globalization through corporations and money. I'm talking about globalization through the heart and mind of humanity. There is such a thing, and the more that they buy and sell our memories and our ways and our cultures, the more they buy and sell their way into the limelight and try to make us believe that cars are what's important. That by using music that meant something to your soul and heart when you were growing up, to sell you a car later in your life. Don't believe it, folks. Quit believing the lie. The truth of it is, there is no future in commercialism. There is no future in any ism. Governments and political factions are a lie. There is only one party, and that party is the human race. And as long as we try to remember that, nothing, any of these people that are trying to imprison us with the chains of monetary slavery, they won't succeed. They just won't succeed. Just remember, there's something greater than the dollar. There's something greater than those commercials that keep trying to convince you that there's something, that there's nothing better than a new car. Or a new computer. And now, it's great. I love having a car. I love having a computer. And without a computer, I wouldn't be able to reach you with this information. But I'm here to tell you, there is something better. And it's always going to be there until we find it. And we'll find it. I know we will. So have a happy new year. The last song of the evening by Chris Ayer called New Year's Resolution. Here you go.
The sound of your voice is calling me back again to an empty house. And in the meantime, it seems the meantime's been what I've been about. I've been letting it all hold up inside like a mouse in the winter. Oh, but I found a way to grow up inside, and I'm ready to re-enter. So I'll enter and say, yeah. Starting now, letting go of everything tied up and perfect. And well timed. This is it, this what I have, and I won't apologize. Oh, waste a life, I'll return to the game. Find a way to break open tonight, and it starts tonight. Oh, last year I decided is my resolution to go out and live for love and my friends. But then I forgot and it fell by the wayside. I played it well, but it's played me out in the end. Now I'm alone, the party goes on without me, and I think of my father, I would shake his head and say, it's time to play it safe, son, but he missed the point. And maybe they should let go a little instead. And I say to them, starting now, I'm letting go of everything tied up and perfect and well-timed. If this is it, it's what I have, and I won't apologize. Oh, waste of life, I'll return to the game. Find a way to break open tonight, and it starts tonight. I read about your new resolution. You know it's so hard to be sure. On my way away from the waves, for you'll hear me walking out the door. Starting now, I'm letting go of everything tied up and perfect and well-timed. This is it, it's what I have, and I won't apologize. Starting now, I'm letting go of everything tied up and perfect and well-timed, well-timed, well-timed. And all, if this is it, it's what I have, and I won't apologize. Oh, waste of life, I'll return to the game. Well, I'll return to the game. Find a way to break it open, and I'm breaking it open. And it starts tonight. And it starts tonight. Oh. Last year I decided is my resolution to go out and live for love and my friends. But then I forgot where it fell by the wayside. I played it well, but it's played me out in the end.
One, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's it, folks. I'm your host, Free to People. You've been listening to Colorado Free Radio Talk. Until the next time, it'll probably be next year, but I'll be seeing you soon.
We don't care what flag you're waving. We don't even want to know. Of you that while you're thinking things over, here's something you just got to do. Free the people now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Well, we were caught with our hands. Shake it with love when we're scared. So let's shout it aloud like a prayer. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. We don't care what rules you're playing. We don't even wanna play your game.
you slip and you slide down the hill on the blood of the people you killed. Stop the killing.
This has been a Puro Pedo Productions in conjunction with Colorado Free Radio. The opinions you have heard expressed are definitely those of the management. Have a good life.